Restoring My Soul. Friday, the 7th of October. The Multiplication of Life. The Tree of Life symbolizes the one spirit and life that belongs to the fellowship of Yahweh, through which their life is multiplied. Mankind's predestination was to multiply the life of God to the creation through offering in fellowship with Yahweh. The Tree of Life is the provision for this mandate. The fruit of the Tree of Life, which is the food that belongs to Yahweh Elohim and to the sons of God, is light and life. Adam partook of this spiritual fruit through his daily fellowship with Yahweh in the Spirit at the Tree of Life. Through conversation with Yahweh during this agape meal, he received grace and understanding regarding the works that belong to his mandate as a son of God. The Lord God blessed man, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it." Furthermore, he charged man with the work of naming all the animals and with the responsibility to tend and keep the garden. The Hebrew word for keep in this passage of scriptures literally means to hedge about, to guard. Of course, Adam had dominion over the whole creation. The only entity that he needed to guard against was Satan, who had fallen from heaven and was now walking about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. To prepare a helper who was comparable to man, the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam. He took a rib from Adam's side, with which he formed woman to be his helper. At this point, the woman was like a clone of Adam and was unable to bring forth children. According to God's immutable plan, the woman was predestined to be the vessel through which identities would be multiplied. However, there was a delay between her formation as woman and the Lord's initiative to establish her as Eve, the mother of all living. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 6 verse 63, Ephesians chapter 5 verses 8 to 10, Genesis chapter 3 verse 8, Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, Genesis chapter 2 verse 15, Genesis chapter 2 verses 18 to 19, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, Genesis chapter 2 verses 21 to 23, and Genesis chapter 3 verse 20. For further study, Genesis chapter 2.